Formal negotiations have resumed at the UN climate change talks in Copenhagen following a delay, but they still remain deadlocked on a number of issues. Delegates have been wrangling over the details of texts that are being used as the basis for the talks, and developing nations say their concerns aren't being adequately addressed. Among the disputed issues are who should pay for developing countries to fight climate change and how rich nations should commit to steep CO2 cuts. China, meanwhile, reportedly told participants that it saw no chance of reaching an operational accord this week. A number of world leaders are due to join the talks today as the pressure mounts for a new climate pact to be signed. We spoke to EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso, who says Pope Benedict's message calling for a great sense of responsibility from world leaders is very welcome.
I believe it is exactly with this spirit of responsibility that we have to face this situation. This issue of climate change is indeed, apart from the environmental aspects, a real test for global responsibility and solidarity. I believe after the financial crisis that we have seen, that has shown in such an impressive way how much we are interdependent, this is the first occasion we have for the global community to show that it is possible to work together with a global sense of responsibility. And I would like to underline these two words, responsibility and solidarity. And so I think that all the inspirational messages for an agreement in Copenhagen are very much welcome. And it is with this spirit that we come here to Copenhagen. I've said it before. This is the kind of negotiations in which we cannot be seen negotiating against each other, but negotiating with each other. Because there is a common good. The common good is the future of our planet and the quality of life of future generations. So we have to break away from the traditional diplomatic, national interest rhetoric and to try to move for a new kind of spirit that we are all members of the same community. We all belong to mankind. We may be Danish or Swedish or Portuguese, Europeans or Africans or Americans or Chinese or Sri Lankans, but we are all in the same planet. And so I really believe that apart from the concrete aspects and the square brackets that have been discussed by diplomats, very competent diplomats and experts, sometimes I wish they were less competent, but they were more committed. I think it is a great test of a new spirit we have to have in the beginning of the 21st century in terms of the global response to global challenges.